Bye. on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and welcome to Intravenous for this Wednesday morning. I'm your special guest host today. Your regular hosts, Robin and Pranjali, couldn't make it for various reasons, so I'm jumping in. But we got a great talk today. We're going to be talking about International Women's Day in the upcoming March. And we have two representatives from the organizing committee here who are going to tell us all about this. So maybe we can start up by you guys introducing yourselves.
Yes. Hi. My name is Urufelua. I used to go to SFU. I did an MA in Gender, Sexuality, and Women's Studies. And now I work with youth with gender-based violence prevention in high schools and communities.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having us. My name is Carissa. I am the Public Relations Director for the International Women's Day Vancouver Committee. I currently go to SFU. I'm in the International Studies program. This is my last semester. I'm just graduating. I also work at SFU's newspaper, The Peak, as their news editor. Yeah.
Great. So you guys are International Women's Day is coming up end of next week, and you guys are organizing a march to mark that day. Can you tell me about tell me about the march first? Because I saw in a press release that it's Vancouver's first International Women's Day march, but we must have had...
No, it's not the first. We did one last year, and even before we did one last year, there'd been multiple previously.
I was going to say...
It's always been very rich in women's history, so no, I think there was just some miscommunication somewhere.
Yeah.
So about the International Women's Day, are we talking about the march itself, or just generally?
Well, why don't we talk about it generally first? I mean... Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me about the origins?
Yes. Okay. So International Women's Day, I believe the first march ever was in 1911, right? And there were over 10 million people or thereabouts, or 2 million people that came out to march. And it's just the origins is basically us being able to celebrate where we're at, what we've been able to achieve, and also then come together to acknowledge the things that we do have left to do. Like, yes, we've made this journey so far, but then we're not at the end of it. We're never at the end of it, and we always have something else to do and something more to pursue.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree. I think that, I think that I was drawn to being involved in this because we live in Canada, which is a very wealthy democratic country, and so we can step up and use our voices. And so I think that when our chair kind of brought us all together, it was a great opportunity for us to stand up and use those voices that we can in Canada, which is very wealthy and democratic, and it's easy for women to live in for the most part. But at the end of the day, like, we still live in a very patriarchal, capitalistic, colonial society that continues to oppress most people. So it's a great opportunity to be reminded of that.
And that's why you guys wanted to step up and organize this march then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is, for us, being part of the team or coming together was an avenue for us to be with like-minded people, join our voices and being like, this is something we believe in and we want to create a space, we want to create an avenue, we want to create a reason for other people to come and join us. Like, you know, starting from living room conversations, like six of us just sitting together and being like, this is what we want to do. Yasmin had this idea, put the team together, and then we started out and us just wanting to connect to other people that share the same message and being able to give voice to people that we typically won't be able to hear from, right? Like, we wouldn't possibly be able to hear every single person speak about injustice that they have to go through. So being able to listen to certain representations of that is the best thing we can offer at the moment. And we're going to try and do our best.
That's terrific. Now, are you just a group of like-minded, interested folks, or is there like a organization behind you?
Yes. So, well, we're kind of just a big group of folks. Everyone on the team, aside from me, was a GSWS master's student. I think they've all graduated now. I'm still here. But and we kind of all came together just under the chair, like she kind of created this community of people. This, because we held the march last year as well, and since from last year to this year, we've had a little bit of turnover. But yeah, the group we have now is just a bunch of amazing GSWS masters rock stars
and psychology.
Oh, and psychology. Oh my goodness.
But SFU, just general
SFU. Right. Yes.
So tell me about the march. I presume it's going to happen on International Women's Day?
You would presume right, but unfortunately not. The march is happening March 3rd from 12 to 4. This is because March 8th, I think, is a Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And logistically, it's a bit...
It's hard for people to come out.
Exactly. It's hard
for people to come out. It really limits participation.
Mm-hmm. It gets dark really quickly, and the logistics of having to do more stuff, accessibility is one of our big things, right? So it was better for us to do it on a Sunday afternoon. We're able to get more people. So it's going to be at the North Gallery at the Vancouver Art Gallery, the North Stairs from 12 to 4. We are going to have an elder and a knowledge keeper welcome us at 12. And then we'll have some performances. So we have an Indigenous dance group, Butterflies in Spirit. They're going to do a performance. We have Solidarity Nodes, and we have an Indigenous drum group that we're very excited about. And then we have speeches from a wide array of organizations and people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And then after all of those amazing performances and speeches, we're going to march basically just in the area, so from the North Plaza up to Drake Street and back. We're also going to have a kids' corner to hopefully get some youngsters out there and involved. And we're going to have a great time.
I think... diverse range of speakers, right? So we have someone that's going to be speaking on BIPOC mental health. We have someone that's going to be speaking on Indigenous women. We have someone that's going to be speaking on disability rights in Canada. We have someone that's going to be speaking on being Black in Canada and just Black activism generally. And yeah, so we do have quite a range of speakers that we're very excited about.
Mm-hmm. What time does it start?
It starts at 12, so it starts at noon. The first 2 hours will be for the speeches, and then from 2 to 4, we do the rally and then come back around, and I think we can do like a closing moment after that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. So with all the advancements we have made, why is it so important to keep marking International Women's Day?
Okay, so I think it is important to keep marking International Women's Day because, as Carissa said earlier, if we're us in Canada, we can say, okay, there's so many advancements, right? And this is, we've gotten to a place where it's comfortable. It might not be the best, but it's comfortable. But that reality is not the same for people all over the world, right? So we have women in Sudan currently going through a tumultuous time. We have women in Palestine that are like birthing babies without anesthesia and then watching that baby die of starvation. We have kids under rubble in a mine in Congo somewhere, and they are dying in those places. Like, we need to continually speak against these injustices because those people cannot speak by themselves right now, right? And if we have the opportunity and we have the rights, we have the privileges to be able to do it, we must take that opportunity and do it and just speak to people that don't have the ability to have that reach right now.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think Vancouver is a little bit of a unique city. We have a lot of diaspora communities, and I think that gives us a unique chance to platform both struggles and injustices and oppressions that are happening globally and also extremely locally. I mean, we're having a lot of speakers talk about injustices that are happening right here that you often don't see in the kind of mainstream, predominantly white feminist movement. And I think that, I mean, our groups, a core tenet of just our committee's beliefs is that if it's going to be feminist, it needs to be intersectional. You have to look at everybody and how we're all struggling under these oppressive systems. And so I think that having this annual strong reminder that there are still things we need to work on is a good way to make sure that we don't stop raising our voices. Because if we stop speaking up, then, you know, those capitalist, colonial, patriarchal systems are going to slowly return. I mean, they're just the underpinnings of our society. It's a constant battle to work against those.
What do you hope participants in the march take away with them?
Honestly, the most important thing for me is that there's always something that you can do, right? Whatever it is, no matter how small you think it is, you can do something, and that together we're stronger. It always sounds very cliche when we say it, like, together we're stronger, but together we're stronger. We're able to form a bigger group. Our voices are louder together. Like this week, for example, we've been quenching a lot of fires, and the reason we're able to do that is because we have a team, right? We have a group where if I'm too exhausted and I can no longer carry on, and I know I have a team of people that can continue. So more than anything, for people to come, for people to feel like their voices are being heard, for them to have a fire being lit in their hearts and in their bellies, and just to come and join voices, and for them to leave feeling so fiercely powerful in the fact that their voices are heard and that they matter and they can always do something. There's always something that they're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That was beautiful. I completely agree. I mean, I think if even one person comes and really listens to what the speakers are saying and really thinks about these things in a new way, and maybe they tell a friend and then they tell a friend, you know, if that even happens once, then I think we've done our job. We want people to come and feel